Paddy, you made do all right with your contract, and you did all right when
Oh,
you.
I couldn't complain.
Yeah.
I come home here, got when I come back here, and two wagons for me, a GCB.
He came back in 1975.
Five.
So you had wagons with you back
I had
then.
two wagons with me, and I had a GCB with me, and a dumper with me, and a roller. There's my tackle over there, that's the whole. It just shows you when I come in, I was here about a couple of years, or I'll be here 4 or 5, maybe 3 or 4 years anyhow. And I got a bill from a tax man, Letterkenny. And it was, I forget now, it was 4 or 5 thousand off me. Yeah, maybe I'm keeping you too long.
You're
So I
not.
got a bill from,
You're not.
and I was mad because I had a woman work for me, and she would do with her wages with the taxes to pay the tax. On the third every month, third or fourth, the tax had to be sorted out. And I say, she was a great woman. And she worked for the war office during the war. She was a Mrs. Holton. And she had come up to me when I started and asked me for the job, and I said, aye. She was getting on a bit, but she was a job. And anyhow, I got a bill here then, and I was mad about it. I wasn't going to bother about it, And my sister Annie out at the Reading, she taught a lot of students Irish. She was a great woman for Irish. And she had and who had she there but her son of the tax man, Letterkenny. Young fellows coming from Cosdod Land out with Mrs. Doherty, Annie Orr, they called her. And she says to me, Pat, go out and see him. So I'll not go out to see him. What? I see him at home, nothing. But she says, go out and see him. He's a nice man. Anna Holmes says he's a nice man, and have a talk with him. And she says, I'll phone up and make an appointment when you go. Well, I said, all right, but I was kind of mad to go. And he says, so Susan and me and Annie went out to make an appointment, and I met him. And I went in, and he come out and he had a paper from one side. And I says, well, I was about to say to him, I owe no tax. I done no work here, saying I paid my tax in England. He says, what was your address of your tax office in England? So I tell you the truth, I don't know, but I can get it for you. No, he says, I have it here. And he says, you're in the greatest day's work, he says, ever you done. You're in the best day's work ever you done to come in to see me. I says, how would that be? Well, he says, I'll go and get a decree on you. And he said, by the time you have that decree sorted out and what you have done today, he says, there wouldn't be much of the 2,000 left. And I would go and he says, I'll get a decree on you for this. It's my job, he says. And he's a whole list of the stuff I took in with me. He says, you come in, and I got them cleared at Lifford, coming in to me. And everything was a bob board. And I says, and then there were a lot of people that time, ones coming over, and that stuff with them, and for HP on DC, and they never got past Dublin.
No, it
No,
wasn't. No,
no, they
no.
never got past. A lot of people
No.
lost there. I seen them there, because you had to have all documentation with you.
Yeah.
Well, Mrs. Holton had all that with me, and when I come into Lifford, they were through. But he says, for my job, he told me everything I had with me. Well, she said, one of the best days work ever you done the days. How was that?
So you were all right then?
Oh, well,
Yeah.
I owed nothing anyway,
No, you
because
didn't.
she didn't know nothing in England to come in,
No.
nothing here. But it was my duty to this. She says, you'll never hear from me
No,
again.
good
And
stuff.
I never heard from him.
No, you did all right.
Well, I'll tell you what's in life with me and everything. You have to be straight. If you're not straight,
Yeah.
it's not.
You're going to trip up somewhere.
No.
Yeah.
If you're not straight,
I always believe in that too. Like,
oh, that's it. Yeah. Oh, aye.
You get away a while, but you're going to trip up
oh,
somewhere.
Oh, for Christ! I've seen. You want to see the machinery was left there in Dublin.
Didn't get past Dublin.
You well, you could. But you had to have the clearance for you.
Yeah.
And I had it, do you see?
You did, so you were fine. Paddy, what did you do then? Did you start back farming? You fixed up
I started, site? Well, I felt done up the home. It was a bit wrecked, and I'd run it up and built that back place there to it.
Yeah,
that, this is the old house here.
Oh, I know that, yeah.
And that's it. And Josie Campbell, the man over here, he done all the work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fireplace and all. And
You started farming again then?
Hey?
You started farming again?
Is that farming? Oh, yeah. I've got water like a kettle.
Yeah.
And kettle. And I've got sheep, like, and, you know, just
keeps you going, yeah.
Keep me going.
What do you think of the way life's going now, Paddy?
Hey?
What do you think of the way life's going now? Do you think it's gone very wrong, or what's your opinion, like?
Well, it has. You know, it's hard, it's very really hard hand. But you see, that time, we're talking about two different times. You might come home, I'm home now, 75, you know. There were, it's a different life now.
Completely.
See, and
yeah.
You know, see, there's no roses in the house now or nothing.
No, there's no faith.
And there's no faith.
No.
And the young ones are drinking far too young.
Yeah.
See, we never got, as I said that before.
Religion's gone wayward.
For the Bishop's Pledge, and you kept it.
You had to, yeah.
I had a good drink in my time, I'm not saying.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, that's it. For a different way. And
different world, yeah.
Eh?
It's a different world completely.
Different world, you see. Yeah.